Hi, my name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line.
Hello.
Randy.
Hi.
My name's Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Roundup injury claimant on the line. Her name's Cindy Berry.
Thank you so much. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
So my name is Randy Reese. I am on a recorded line today, and I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup claim.
Right.
Okay, let me mark down your number here. In case we become disconnected, I will immediately call you right back from my desk phone. It is an area code 949 number, okay?
Okay.
It does happen sometimes. That's why I would have forewarned you on that. 989-842-7839, correct?
Right.
All right, thank you.
Oh, no. Wait.
989. Oh, I'm sorry. You're 208-400-0776.
Right.
I read the wrong number. That's the other guy's number. Joseph.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I will confirm it. 208-400-0776.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Miss Berry. Again, my name is Randy Reese. So, was it you or was it a loved one that was injured from spraying Roundup?
Me.
Oh, okay. Let me go up to the top here and pull up your form. Okay, thank you. And yes, you said you'd like to meet. Now, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and I have to ask it in another way, just it's a housekeeping question. I'm so sorry. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, ma'am, you've not signed any documents with another law firm. Is that correct?
Right, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Let me just put some notes. Now, we were done with that, so thank you. Okay. Okay, we're all set. Now, it was you. Did you develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Ms. Berry?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you happen to know the subtype?
Not offhand. I don't, but I can look it up, I think.
Okay. It was a lymphoma or leukemia? Do you remember that much of it?
No, it was lymphoma.
Okay. Was it B lymphoma? Do you know B lymphatic?
Yeah.
That's the very common one. Now, you're sure it was that one, though, right?
I'm sure.
Okay. Thank you. I have a lot of trouble with a lot of these names, but when I hear them, I know. But if I read it sometimes, how do you say that? Okay.
Yeah.
So, now, Ms. Berry, is that your only NHL, your only non-Hodgkin's diagnosis that you received?
Yes.
Thank you. As if that isn't enough. And you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And, ma'am, when were you diagnosed?
In 2019, I think it was. Yeah, 2019.
Do you remember the day?
No, I don't remember the day, but I could find it, I guess.
Okay. One of the questions is they want to know when you leave. I mean, we could give approximate because the year is still within the realm, obviously. Do you remember, I mean, could you give me an approximate by chance?
Yeah, like at the end of the year, November or December somewhere.
Would you be comfortable with me putting like November 15th?
Yes.
And that would be of 2019, correct?
Right.
Okay, and so you think that's pretty close to when you actually received the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, did you use it at home?
Yes, I used I had chemo for, you know, at the hospital, and then I had steroids and then the pain medicine I used at home.
Okay. Thank you. So you had the chemo. That was going to come up. And then how about where did you spray Roundup? Was that home and work or just at home?
No, just at home.
Okay. And is that address the same address that you live at now?
Yes.
What is that address, please?
It's 718 Yale Avenue, Butte, Montana, 59701.
And the zip one more time.
59701.
Thank you. I got it, actually. It's a beautiful part of the world you're at.
Yeah.
It's really
snowing.
Is.
Well, it's not snowing. Yeah, but it snowed all night.
And
so it's crisp.
Oh, yeah. It definitely changed. It's really, we're in California. It's really super windy down here today.
Yeah.
It's Santa Ana
Yeah.
winds. I don't know if you're familiar with the area. And don't forget, you are going to have my contact information, and this is just something they want me to remind you. If you know anybody else that, you know, would like to speak to us about the roundup, please give them my name and number, okay? And then, how old were you when you received your diagnosis? The question actually is were you between the age of 18 and 79?
Yeah.
And do you have, I don't need it on this phone call, but I just need to know, do you have your birth certificate?
I don't have my birth certificate. I have a driver's license right now.
Okay, no, I don't mean, this is what I'm saying. I don't need you to have it for this phone call, but do you have a birth certificate?
Yes.
That's all I need to know. Thank you. I really don't need it for this call. Now, how many years do you think you sprayed Roundup, Miss Barry?
9 or 10, about 8 or 9 or 10, about 9.
Okay, let's put 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then during those 9 years, did you spray Roundup, not consecutively, but all together for more than 10 days?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
now, yeah. Okay. And let's see, let's put years. Okay. And then this is a cell phone we're talking on?
Yes.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And I'm going to go real quick on a bunch of other illnesses, and you just need to tell me yes or no, okay?
Okay.
And it'd be HIV/AIDS?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Now, you mentioned you'd received chemo. Did you receive for anything other than non-Hodgkin's? In other words, did you have any other form of cancer?
No.
Okay. And do you have a family history of cancer that you know of?
No, not before this, no.
Okay, good. And what we're talking about today is called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, so we abbreviate it as NHL. And I know I have it, but could you please spell your first name for me?
C-I-N-D-Y.
And then your last name?
B-A-R-R-Y.
Okay. And again, I'm Randy Reese, Cindy Berry. I actually grew up with somebody named Cindy Berry, but I know it wasn't you. Okay. All right.
That's crazy.
And can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And is there any suffix, junior, senior, anything like that to your name?
No.
And are you married?
No, I'm a widow now. My husband just passed away 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am.
Yeah, I miss him every day.
I bet you do, for sure. Can I please get your Social Security number?
516-928-2002.
Thank you. And your date of birth, please?
2266.
So I have February 2nd of 1966?
Right.
Thank you. And ma'am, this question, there is no right or wrong answer. When did you first learn of a connection between Roundup, or how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? Was it a TV ad, maybe Instagram, social media?
Yeah, it was social media, just on my phone.
Yep. Okay. And approximately when did you first become aware that your injuries might be ready to Roundup? Like, when did you see that ad? A year ago, 2 years ago? There's no right or wrong answer.
Probably 5 years ago, maybe.
Really?
I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I'll just put 11/01. Let's see, 2019. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what?
Maybe it's 2020.
2020. Okay. I'll change that for sure. Thank you. So I put 11/1/2020 is approximately when you first became aware that your injury, your non-Hodgkin's, might have been related to Roundup.
Right.
Perfect.
After, yeah.
And how tall are you?
5'2".
And your weight, please?
110.
Thank you. I hate to ask that. And what's your best email address?
CindyLouBerry0@gmail.com.
Cindy?
Lou Berry, CindyLouBerry0@gmail.com.
Thank you. I do have CindyLouBerry0@gmail.com.
Right.
Is it a zero or an O?
It's a zero.
Thank you. Boy, you don't get hacked too much, do you? And again, we have for your phone number, area code 208-400-0776, correct?
Right.
And is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Do you prefer to be contacted via text, phone, or email?
Text.
Thank you. And when is the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Morning.
Gotcha. And how many times do you think per year you would have used Roundup during that time you used it?
Per year?
Yeah. You could start by per month and then multiply it if you want.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Let's see. Probably 100 times a year.
Wow. Yeah, okay. And you did use Roundup for at least a full year prior to you got your diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Oh, yeah.
I know you. I just have to ask. Do you remember approximately when you started using Roundup? Now, I'll go back up and let's see. You told me that, just want to make sure these match, and also I'll give you a little bit of reminder. Let's see. So you got your diagnosis in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
11/15/2019. Is that approximately, so if you used it, let's see, what did you say how long you used it for? About 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you stop using it when you got your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. So mm-hmm. you probably started using Roundup then approximately 2006. That would be 9 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Would that have been like the springtime of 2006, like May?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, then you said you stopped using it in 2015 around when you got your diagnosis, correct?
Right.
Okay, because nobody wanted to keep using that stuff. Okay, I gotcha. So you used it for about 9 years. That's where that comes out. So
mm-hmm.
You don't have any Roundup in your possession still, do you?
No. I think there might be some empty jars downstairs, but I don't know.
Okay, well, don't touch them or anything. And you, no, the attorneys will tell you what to do with it.
Okay.
Did you stop using Roundup? What, you stopped using it because of your illness?
Well, not directly. I didn't really know that was my illness, but I just wasn't able. I didn't feel like doing it. You know,
okay.
I didn't have the energy there, so.
So it just didn't feel right.
Right. I didn't feel good enough to go out there in the yard. Yeah.
Okay. So you stopped yard work, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
And did you apply it seasonally or all year long? The Roundup?
You know, just in the, from spring till the end of summer, probably half the year.
Okay. And do you remember if you used a backpack, a sprayer? How did you apply it?
Yeah, it was a backpack with a 3-gallon jug that you carried around, and then the sprayer you had in your hand, you know, put the backpack on.
Yep. Did you use any protective gear?
So I used gloves and a face mask, you know, but I didn't keep the gloves on all the time, and I wore shorts, too, and so I don't know.
Okay.
You know, it got my legs and stuff, too.
I gotcha. And this was residential. Was it a big lot?
Yeah, there's acres. We had 60 acres, but I don't have it anymore. But
okay.
It was a ranch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so residential, was it a farm?
It was a ranch. It was a horse ranch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why you used it so much. So it was a residential ranch. How big of an area it was supply? And
yeah, it was 6 acres.
Did you use it for like yard lines, fence lines?
All of it. Yeah, we did. In the first year, we used it. It turned all black. Everything turned black. It was crazy. It looked like it had been burnt.
Oh, so yard lines, sidewalks, curbs, gutters, fence lines.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. That's normal. Fence lines. Okay, and. Let's see. What state were you in when you used the Roundup?
Montana.
Okay, same place.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And it was residential. And how were you first exposed? Was that directly through yard work?
Yes.
Okay. And you were exposed directly, correct? You were the one using it.
Yes.
Okay, so you personally sprayed Roundup.
Yes.
Okay, so were you always present during the application of Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, so if someone else did it, you weren't there.
Right. No,
Okay.
did the yard I did.
How many exposures of Roundup do you think you had in your lifetime? Now go back, think about what you already told me, okay?
Okay.
We kind of figured out that maybe you probably had 100 times a year. So if you used it for 9 years, that honestly would be 900 exposures. And that's not the highest number I've got, but is that your number?
That's my number, and it's just crazy to me that I was exposed that many times before knowing that it wasn't good.
Well, hindsight, what can you say, right?
Yeah.
Do you live near a water well?
Yeah, I do. I don't now, but did back then, yeah.
Back then, did you get water from the well?
We were hooked to the well, yeah. We
Okay.
had a well.
Do you recall if the water was ever tested?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed? You're not old enough, but have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No, not that I know. Not that I know.
They used that in the war, in the Vietnam War. Neither one of us are old enough, okay? And have you ever been exposed to benzene that you know of?
No,
Okay.
not that I know.
Now, you told me that you used the Roundup. Did you mix it or buy the concrete, the concentrate?
This water, yeah.
Okay. And do you remember where you purchased the Roundup? Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart?
Yeah. Home Depot in Helena.
Home Depot.
Yeah, and then we'd just go by there, going to see my daughter, and then I'd come back, and
Yep.
she was living up there, and
It's along
I
the
don't
way.
have, yeah, we don't have a Home Depot in Butte, so.
Do you have any sort of proof of purchase or anything that you might be able to obtain? You don't have to have them right now.
Yeah, I could probably find some. I don't have them on, hand, but I'm sure I
No,
could.
no, no, no. Did you have a, how about this? Did you have a credit card account with Home Depot?
Yeah, or and I had a checking account that I used mostly, so
Okay.
I could
So
probably.
I'm just going to put that you have checking account receipts, maybe. The attorneys will
Okay.
ask about that, okay? But you had a credit card account. Home Depot could get them if they need them. I've had to do that before for a warranty on a dryer at Home Depot, okay? So I know they can
Okay.
get them. I know they can. So,
Okay.
but right now in your possession, you don't have any receipts, correct?
Not in my possession, no.
That's
No.
fine. That's fine. And do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No, not the actual Roundup
Good,
anymore.
good. Now, have you ever smoked cigarettes?
Well, I did when I was, younger and a teenager,
How many
but
years? How many years did you say you smoked?
let's see, probably 4.
Okay.
Just while I was in high school.
I get it. Are you currently employed?
No, I'm
Okay.
retired.
Oh, good for you. Did you ever lose any time from work because of your surgery or treatment related to the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know those dates?
No.
Okay. So, but it would have been sometime around your treatment, right?
Right, yeah, it was during the treatment, yeah.
What was your treatment date?
20, let's see.
Just approximate your best guess.
Yeah, 2019 and probably October or something, I don't know.
Okay, 2019. All right, we'll put October, and let me go back up to that so I don't skip anything. Okay, so we'll just put 2019. Do you know approximately how much time you might have missed for work?
Twice a week I was doing it, so I was
How
just
many
self
months?
a year, I guess.
Okay, I think you started to tell me you were self-employed.
Yes.
So therefore, you would not be able to have filed disability, right?
Right.
Okay, let's make sure we put that in. So you have not been able to file a disability case on that. All right.
Right. No.
Okay. That does come up, so I'll make a note of that. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for, let's see, a disability or workman's compensation claim? Now, that one you just told me doesn't count because you weren't able to file.
Right, no.
So is that yes or no?
Well, after my husband died, I got widow's pension.
Okay, that's not disability or workman's compensation.
No, yeah, that's
That's widow's pension. Okay.
it's survivor's benefits, they call it.
Yes. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been arrested, or I'm not, sorry, I keep saying arrested, convicted of any major crime, anything other than a minor traffic offense?
No.
And do you remember who your doctor was? And I'll Google it, so just do your best.
Marwin Marthas or something. Mathis. I can't remember his name.
What hospital was he at?
In Silver Bow Butte, Silver Bow, St. James.
Silver Bowl.
And that's the county. It's in St. James Hospital.
St. James Hospital. We'll find something close, and you'll help. We usually find them, St. James Hospital.
Okay.
So bear with me. Me take out the Silver Bowl part. I don't think that's necessary. Okay. James Mathis, MD. Oh, I don't think this is him, though.
No, that doesn't
No, it's not him. Let me go to just St. James Hospital and see what we find. Is that the, oh, no, that's St. Joseph's, St. James. Wow, there's more than one St. James. That's not in Rochester, is it?
No, it's in Butte, Montana.
That's what I thought you said, St. James Hospital. Sometimes they change names too. All right, I found it. Intermountain Healthcare. That's what they call it now. Now let's go to their website. Let's see, find a doctor. All right, here's a whole bunch of them. There it is. You got you were so close. It's Marwin Massow.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's it. I recognize
Good for you.
that.
I've got all of his information. He's at Butte. He also had, oh good. I'm going to need this information. I've got phone numbers, I've got his clinic office, and I've also got the hospital address. Now, when you saw him, but he, this is weird. Did you go to Denver?
No.
Because he
He can.
practices there too, you knew that, right?
Yeah, he comes here too, though.
Yeah, because you're small town. Right, I love it. I do love it. Okay, so I got his name. Perfect. And I got his address, so I'm doing some copying and pasting, so bear with me. Good job. And I'm pulling the Butte one. It's called the Butte Clinic at 400 South Clark Street.
Yes, that's where.
Okay, good job. All right, just got to copy a few of these things over. And actually, it may not sound like I'm doing anything, but it's like I said, it's got his phone number and everything, and that information is all needed. So just bear with me. Give your brain a little rest, right? Okay, thank you for that. Now, how would you say lymphoma has impacted your life?
Oh, immensely with everything, everything.
So it's changed everything. Does it cause you stress and unnecessary anxiety?
Well, not much recently, but before my husband died, it was a lot.
Okay. So it's calmed down a little bit lately.
It just seems less to be stressed about. We don't have the ranch anymore, and the
So you've made some life changes.
grown,
Okay. Now, you don't have to have these in your possession, but can you tell me, do you know that there are medical records? Maybe you have them somewhere else, or maybe they're still at the hospital, but do you know there's medical records?
Yes, there's
Okay.
medical records.
And then I got the hospital already, so let me just copy this. It's St. Joseph Butte. Hold on. Someday I'm gonna make it there. Is it, are you guys Big Sky Country, or is that
Yes.
Wyoming? You are.
Yes, it's Montana.
I gotcha. Because there's, I remember cowboy movies and stuff, believe it or not. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, let's go here. St. James. Let's pull that address. Clark Street. Things being really weird. That's all right. Clark Street, Butte. Okay. And we've got your doctor too. Thank you for your patience. Okay. And I've got his phone number and everything too, so that's really good. Is he is an
Okay.
oncologist too, isn't he? Let me double
Yeah.
check. Yes, he is. So he's your oncologist as well. So let me copy paste that too. Sometimes people have different ones, you know that, so.
Know, but yeah.
Oh, okay. And then I'm on his, I gotta go back to him for his address. And then, what day did you get treatment? Follow-up treatment. I mean, we know that you were in there. And did you get chemo? You got radiation, right?
Yes.
Okay. And when did that happen? We got your
In
diagnosis date.
2019 and 2021 to 2021.
Okay, so the first day would have been after October 1st.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Do you think you went back like a week after the first 2 weeks? What do you think?
No month.
About a month. Okay, so I'll put the end of the month.
Because, yeah, I didn't want
I don't blame you. It's scary stuff, man. 2015. Me go back up. I think I might have transposed a couple dates, so I need to look. Okay, so you stopped in 2015. Now you got your diagnosis in 2015, correct? Or 2019?
Yeah, I think 2015 and then, I don't know, 2019 to 2021 maybe.
So it
I have to
did
go back.
it
Seems like such a long time ago, and sometimes it seems like yesterday and
I know, I know. So let me go back up just to confirm this question, because that makes a big difference on this whole thing. You stopped using Roundup in 2015. You started in 2006. Now, from what we came up with before, it looks like you were diagnosed initially in 2015 with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Is that correct?
That's when they took the biopsies. I don't know if it was diagnosed exactly then, but or how long it takes them, but
Okay. Okay, so that was the first treatment. That would have been in 2015, and then on 10, about the end of the month on 2015, that's when you went and got another treatment there.
yeah.
Okay, they're lining up. I just got to make sure I just didn't put that. I could have swore I put a different date on one of them. And I am just looking this over. Okay, so we have here that your diagnosis date of 11, I think we're wrong, 11/15 of 2019.
Yeah, that's wrong. I think that's too late.
Right, it's 2015, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and then, so
And then 2019.
when you started the treatment on 11, did you start the treatment on October or November of 2015?
October, I think,
Okay.
around Halloween.
Okay, so they didn't give you the diagnosis right up front. It wasn't until after you started treatment that they came back and said it was cancer, so what happened? Okay.
Excuse me.
No, you're fine. I do that sometimes too. So again, you think you got around 11/1 of 2020 is when you put it together, but you think you got the diagnosis around the 15th of November of 2015?
Yeah, or October.
Okay. Do you think that was at the beginning of the month in October of 2015?
Yeah, and then the treatment started the next month, you know, a little
Yeah,
in.
that's what I was getting at. I know it's confusing. So then we have the treatments going back down now, or all the way back down. So we have that your diagnosis was approximately the 1st of October in 2015. And then, all right, there's Dr. Marwin. Then your treatments the first time would have been the 1st of 2015, the same day that you got your diagnosis. You were there. And then about the end of the month is when you started the treatment at the Clark Street on,
Right. Yeah.
okay. All right. And then let me go back and pull his address, his for his practice. All right. So they line up now. I know it was confusing.
Okay.
And I promise you we're almost done, so hang in there.
Okay.
Okay, there he is. Does he have another address than that? Is that where you went and saw him on 400 South Clark Street?
Yes.
Okay.
Or maybe he came and saw me.
I got you. Yes. Good catch. Okay. Yeah, it looks like he's just practices out of there. Okay. That's the last thing I needed to copy and paste. And then you mentioned you had chemo. And I probably did ask you this, but what is your current address?
718 Yale Avenue,
I did.
Suite 150.
Yeah. I don't know why it didn't take.
You've been there a few years now, but
Cool.
you
Is there an apartment number?
know the house.
Okay. And there's Silver Bow County. Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you. This would ensure that we can continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we can't reach you for an extended period of time. This helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary. Can you please give me an emergency contact? I only need their first name, phone number, and if they're friend, family, or foe.
Okay, my daughter, I guess it would be Destiny, and I'd have to look up her number.
No worries, take your time. You're doing fine. I can actually hear you pushing the button. So I'm laughing because that's me.
No, let's see. She's gonna be in here somewhere. Okay, I'll go wait for the contacts to come in. Okay, that's an old one. Okay, here it is, 406-498-9042.
Thank you. Okay, let me just, that was the last question, but I do have some blank space if there's any additional details or information you'd like me to share regarding your case.
No, I'm good with this. This is
You got a
good.
lot. I know it's pretty extensive. I know. I'm just scrolling back up and looking sure and make sure I didn't miss anything. Let's see. Da, 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 da. You did good. You really did good, and I thank you for your patience on this. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign?
No.
Okay, it's super easy. What you just did, going in and finding your contacts and your daughter's name, is more difficult than this is. So trust me.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just looking up, and it looks pretty good so far. Okay, just making sure I didn't miss anything. Okay, let's press the little button and see what it says. You truly are just a couple minutes away from being done. Okay, that's so far so good. Let's go into our DocuSign. Okay, it looks like I already sent it to you.
Okay.
Can you get to your text message? I'm not sure if I sent it both because it skipped me. Let me see. I can resend it. Oh yeah, I sent it via text and via email. So you should have received a text down there. Oh no, that's not you either. Okay.
I think I said I wanted a text, so I'll look in the text and see.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to find the document.
Here's this. It says, okay, where would it be from?
It would be from Randall Reese, but I don't think you got it yet, to be honest with you. I don't think I've sent it yet. Okay, hold on a second. Oh. Let me go to my submissions here and see if I can find it. Okay, there it is. I know what I did. Bear with me one second. Okay, it's rebuilding itself right now. It should be corrected here in a sec. Sorry about that. Okay, it says okay. Let's see if we can find it. There it is. Okay. Sorry about that. It's cut. Oh no, that's still not you. There you are. Okay. Got a lot of documents in here. And it is CindyLouBerry0@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. It's coming to both your phone and to your email. Should have just gotten a text message, or you're going to get it. It's still spinning. Still spinning. There we go. You should have just gotten a text message from me. Do you see that?
Yeah, it's just now. Okay.
Okay, go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
And first thing you should see, yeah, open it. Go ahead and just, it's pretty self-explanatory. Just hit the yellow. It's going to ask you to make a signature.
Okay. It says please sign.
Yeah, and then I think it's got a box is going to pop up and it's going to ask you to make a signature.
Okay.
And hit adopt and sign, and then you're just going to want to hit the yellow things as you keep going. What do you see?
I don't see the signatures. The signature box. I just wrote the signature with my fingers.
Okay, can you go ahead and hit yellow?
Yep.
Just keep going. I hear you. I got a message that you're in there. So. Okay, and then when you're all done, just hit, it should say finish or complete. Do you see that?
Yeah, finish.
Okay, let me go to my DocuSign. Update here.
So I'm done signing.
Yep, there it is. It takes a minute, but I got it. Okay. Now, I did send you one text. Let me get you the other one. Is here, because you have your firm. Yeah, and I'll send you another text message. Let me make sure I got it for you here. Did you have any questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay, you're doing real good, actually. You're very patient with me, to be honest with you. I am 65 years old, okay, and these computers are new to me. But
yeah.
You get that. You get that. I like that. So I'm going to send you two text messages. One of them is going to be me. I'm Randy Reese, just like I said, like the peanut butter cups. And again, I mentioned to you earlier on this call, feel free to pass on my name or number to anybody else that wants to talk about the Roundup claim. Also, if you have any additional questions, reach out to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, what will happen here now is you'll get a call from the attorney, and it's usually within 48 hours. They're pretty good about this, and he'll go over a couple of other little things for you. And they'll leave you a voice message if they don't get you. But he'll tell you what they need you to do as far as records and things like that. But one of the things that you did already agree to was having us get started on the records. But they'll talk to you about that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so listen, thank you so much. And you have a blessed day, all right, Ms. Barry?
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care now.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.